Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix After Show. At the end of the show today, two words were brought up that I thought we could dive a little deeper on. Met Gala.
Oh.
I know Whip is pumped. This year, the Met Gala hosts, which I guess is just an honoree I don't know much about, but Zendaya, Jennifer Lopez, Bad Bunny, and Chris Hemsworth. So that's a pretty solid four-way split. Those are your hosts. I'm looking at Nikki and V on this one. What does that mean? Because I'm assuming Whip doesn't know either.
I didn't know there had to be a host.
Right.
Unless
so what
it's
do
at
they
their
do?
House. Is it at their house?
Isn't that be nice? Yeah. Zendaya is making a Carpaccio salad. It's going to be nice.
I mean, I don't know. Wasn't Blake Lively the host the one year where she had like the magical dress that got transformed? It's like, are you the first ones there? I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't think it's like you guys are saying like a host at their house, but they're kind of in charge of facilitating the fun that evening. They're like the main contributors to the fashion. And then I think that they kind of break down more of the theme of the year, which I don't, you know, they always have some sort of theme that they're like operating
with
them. Yeah, I think
it's Sleeping Beautiful or something. Hang on a second. I'm looking at their website.
Oh,
it's some
I thought
weird
you were making
theme.
That up.
No.
Sleeping Beauty.
It is. It's something like that. Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion. That is the theme this year.
Which can be anything, which is why it's a great theme.
Yeah, we didn't even know what that means.
Right.
The event welcomes stars, young creatives, and industry paragons.
All right. How do you get to be that?
It's really just looking crazy, right? Like, because you'll always have someone who, like, you know, I feel like Kanye or whatever's come a couple times and all dressed up in like a black mask and can't see him. And then,
was this when Doja Cat had on like the bodysuit that was like red or something, or was that an awards show? Because these are all blending together, and I don't mean this to be a jerk.
Right.
It all kind of blends together now, where you have this event, but now at any event, everybody's showing up in these wild ass outfits. So it's almost like, did you need this event anymore?
But these are extra crazy.
Right.
I mean,
and
right?
everyone's doing it, not just like one or two people. Like, whatever their interpretation of the theme that ends up like, whatever, if they're promoting something or if they're like trying to just get their name as the top 10 most fashionable.
Remember the one I always think of is years ago. And again, we're talking about it to our point. Like, it's Billy Porter. Like, a lot of people, he's an actor.
Right.
Maybe you know what he looks like. Maybe you don't. He had a thing where you could pull shades on his
hat. It had like blinds on it, basically.
Right. And then I feel like was she the burger in one of these years?
Yes.
Katy Perry, yeah.
So it's like really kind of how crazy it gets. And Jared Leto always does weird stuff.
Yeah, Jared Leto carried his own head in.
Yeah,
that's right. That was at this thing?
Yeah.
I thought that was the MTV Awards.
That's pretty weird. Thank you for remembering that.
Yes, I can't forget it.
Jared Leto always does weird things. It doesn't need to be the Met Gala. He just does.
Exactly. That's this is true. Extra weird.
So they say it always happens on the first Monday in May. That's like a thing, isn't it? It's like a phrase they use, the first Monday in May or something. Mm. Is Anna Wintour involved in this thing?
Yeah.
Is she somebody?
I think she's in trouble right now because she involved TikTok or something. Like, TikTok is a sponsor, although they're trying to ban it. I don't know. She's, who knows?
And she's like, what are you talking about? I don't care.
Yeah.
They're paying me.
Money.
And then there's a TV show that is just people showing up. But then once they go in, there's no TV show. There's no like inside we watch it.
They could just walk in the door and leave, as far as I know. I have no idea.
Right?
You just see the red carpet. Yeah.
Is it Ocean's 8 with Sandra Bullock where they rob the Met Gala? Isn't that this? Or is that a made-up thing that's not the Met Gala but looks like the Met Gala but for a movie?
I think that's the theory, but yeah, who knows?
Yeah, it's the Get Mala.
Right.
Okay. Well, there you go. I mean,
the only thing this boils down to is like a slideshow of 200 pictures that you just click through and then decide like, don't like.
Okay, right.
That's what it boils down to.
All right. Well, we'll have that on Tuesday, May 7th.
Where we will look at the picture,
right?
Yeah. And we'll tell you like, don't like, and you won't even know what we're talking about.
Bet the Met.
Okay.
That'll be the whole
vibe. Sounds like radio that I want to hear.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
I hope the Mets play on the 6th as well, so that the next morning you guys can be Met Gala and Whip can give a Mets update.
It's a shame the Cubs are playing the Mets tonight.
I know.
Early.
But
unfortunately,
if you get to that game early, it will be like going to the Met Gala because they'll be
before. I'm sure they could tie that in somewhere.
Yeah, wear a hot
somebody's
dog costume.
Got to be thinking about that. And I think it stands for the same thing, but Metropolitan. I'm sure because Mets is Metropolitans. I'm sure that somewhere in the Met Gala origins, it's called the Metropolitan. Is it at the Metropolitan Museum of Art? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So same word. So not totally a coincidence.
There you go.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Neapolitan, which is vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry in
Delicious.
One container.
So true.
And currently in my freezer at home.
Third thing today, I'm sorry I brought up.
Yeah, thank you.
So,
yes.
My bad.
It was this, F1, and 2-hour-long condoms. That and much more. If you missed it, catch it on the full Morning Mix podcast, which is just above this one on your playlist. Thanks for listening. We will see you tomorrow morning. We're live from 5:30 to 10 on 101.9 The Mix in Chicago or on the free Mix app in the Apple App Store and Google Play. And that's it. Bye.